Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again to I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello.
We are back a week after a much-needed break from each other, apparently.
Hallelujah.
From our last podcast, it was spontaneously happening. We were going to eat at Mucho Burrito and hightailed it out of there when we saw the crowd. So I do believe I left you guys thinking that we were going to have a horrible experience at the next place we were going to go eat at.
And guess what?
I was right.
You were right.
I was very
well, one of us had a bad experience.
Yeah, and it's always me for some reason.
It is. Yeah, we're not going to name the place, but I'm just going to tell the world, especially those in Saskatoon, it sounds like berries. That's the place. Sounds like berries.
Yeah. We went. It wasn't busy, which should have ding-dinged.
Should have ding-dinged, because years ago it would have been.
It would have been really busy at the time we went. And it never got busy the time that we stayed.
Nope.
We sat down. Lisa got her food maybe 10 minutes after we sat down.
Yeah, like in the appropriate amount of time.
And I think while we were sitting, the gentleman who had taken my order came over and asked me, "Did you order the veggie burger?" And I said, "Nope."
So, ding, ding, first sign, something's not going to go well.
Well, he did have a look of surprise on his face.
He did.
And so I told him what I had ordered, and then he went away. Your food came.
I started to eat it.
I waited.
Mine was okay.
No food. Then he came out again from wherever he was and saw that I didn't have my food yet.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. And then
second
he's like,
thing.
Yeah. Then he goes to check on it. Didn't come out right away after that.
I think he was scared.
Took a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then finally it arrived. And I was like, oh, okay. And as I ate my chicken burger.
Samantha, can I just tell you what it looked like? Hmm. Okay. So to me, when you were eating the chicken burger, friends of the podcast, it looked like as though somebody had worn an insole in their shoe and taken out the insole.
Yeah.
Right? It looked like as though that piece of chicken, whatever the hell it was, that piece of whatever, looked like it had been rolled through the, I'm going to make some fresh lasagna noodles too. Like one of those rollers. It was so skinny.
It was a very skinny piece of chicken. It was probably from the very faintest part of that chicken. And basically I was eating a bun.
Yeah.
With some cheese.
And how was the bun?
The bun was delicious.
Delicious bun. And you know what? Don't you remember me saying that was my favorite part of the burger too on mine? Was the bun.
Because
it was kind of toasted with a little bit of butter. And I'm like, oh, just like a bun.
But that wasn't the whole, that wasn't the kicker. Oddly enough.
That was not the kicker. So, can I just.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say it.
Because I was verklempt.
You were. So we decided to have some dessert. Because when you go to Berries, they have a really great selection of ice creams and gelatos.
Yes.
So, okay, here's my reenactment. So I'm at home and I'm going to get myself a bowl of ice cream and I'm trying to decide what flavor, because we did that at Berries. Neapolitan, chocolate, go with chocolate. I take out my ice cream scoop because it's...
And just in case anybody was wondering, she's doing the motions as she's talking about this and you can't see it.
I know.
Only I can. And I'm not really sure why she's describing all the different kinds of ice cream in her fridge.
Because it's like as though I was there trying to decide.
All right.
So then I take my ice cream scoop and I scoop it. I scoop the ice cream into my scoop. And that, friends, could have been served. There's your ice cream.
In the scoop. Perfectly rounded.
In a little Dixie cup.
Yes.
Like the Dixie cups that, you know, my in-laws have up at their trailer in the bathroom that you just, like, throw away if you need a little sip of water. Mm-hmm. It was, like, that size of a cup.
And how much did we pay for it?
You paid.
I paid.
Because you were treating.
I was treating.
And that's funny when you treat and it's like, oh, you, wow, wouldn't have treated if it was that much. Because that was kind of the look on your face. And it was $3.99 per baby cup.
Baby. One freaking scoop baby of ice cream was $4.
Yeah. So what did we decide? Berries? We done with you, Berries.
We out.
We're not going back.
Pretty sure you don't need us.
And we don't need them.
No.
Right? Moving on to bigger and better.
Yes.
All right.
So that's what happened after Friday's Mucho Burrito.
It was as bad as we had anticipated.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. And it always does happen to you.
It does.
It's always kind of funny, but it does always happen to you. Which is good, because if it happened to me, I would have a complete total meltdown, and it would not
be pretty. I just expect stupid things to happen.
And I would just, like, lose my shit. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be pretty.
All right, let's move on now.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. So we talked last time about Are we too old for
certain things?
Certain things. And I came up with some stuff. And
I think, came up with some stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, how, you go first, Samantha.
Fine.
List off. Tell me something that
okay,
you are wondering
off,
about.
Because I was just curious. No. I Googled the phrase, are you too old for? And the very first thing that came up that I guess apparently people Google the most...
Yeah.
Are you too old for Tinder?
And are you too old for Tinder?
I would never do Tinder.
You wouldn't
Lisa,
Tinder?
I'm not a swipe left or a swipe right.
You're just neutral.
I'm not Tindering. I am not doing that.
No. So too old for Tinder.
Ay, ay, ay.
Right.
Creepy. That's all I'm saying.
That's kind of funny, though. That's the person that comes up.
It is very funny.
Yeah. That makes me laugh.
Okay. Am I too old for blue, pink, or green hair?
Absolutely. All three. All three are too old. Too old, too old, too old, too old. Right? Because hair should be the color that it's supposed to be.
But
no.
It's part of the creative process.
I know that. And
it's like being a creative person. I have purple hair, one day I have green hair.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. And you know what? And there was, I had a...
You have no creativity.
I'm super creative. But when it comes to hair color, I just think it should be the color that...
that
oh,
God
that
gave
looks
you?
Real. Well, or I mean like... or
Do
like
you have the color
enhanced.
That God gave you?
Well, it's probably like... it's probably very close. Actually, and now mm-hmm. God's given me a bit of gray.
Yeah.
But back to your colored hair, right? I had a dear dude on the bus, and there was a girl on the bus, and she had blue hair, and I was like, what the hell's with the blue hair? And then I made a dear dude, and I was like, oh, you probably have blue hair because the Blue Jays won.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then Chelsea Hine, from who's like all into hair and stuff like that, she sent me a message saying, that's all the trend. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I get that, but not really.
You're not really part, so that you don't really trend.
I trend. I trend, but I, you know what? I just don't, I don't... You know what? My next hair color is probably salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Okay.
Okay, what about you? What you got?
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you can keep it.
I can keep Kool-Aid?
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
I love Kool-Aid. It's like my favorite drink.
But okay, but I remember you sporting a Kool-Aid jammer.
Love Kool-Aid jammers. Grape.
Do you still think of no work?
Yeah, that or a Five Alive drink box.
Oh, my God.
Too old?
I think just the idea of a juice box.
Is
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's practical.
It's practical.
But I just think it's funny. I'm a 48-year-old woman with
47.
A juice box.
47.
No, 48.
I'm 47 mm-hmm. with a juice box. But yeah, you know, and you can make fun. But I tell you, when somebody needs a drink, do you have a juice box? Do you have a juice box? Is there Kool-Aid jammer still in the back? Right? Everybody's all over it, right? Because nobody's brave enough to support it.
Okay, but you're not doing that at home. You no. probably got a jug of Kool-Aid at home.
Yeah, not so much. I used to always have, like, I used to like the Kool-Aid at home because they used to have packages of sugar-free, but now they don't. They're hard to find. So now it's Tang.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Tang, yes or no?
Of course Tang.
Yeah. It's like orange juice.
Yeah.
Vitamin D.
Whatever.
Vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vitamin.
It's vitamin.
And then my one that kind of goes with that, Mr. Freezies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not too old?
That. Nope. I think Mr. Freezies on a hot day in the summer...
They're seasonal.
Perfect.
They're seasonal, right?
Of course, it's seasonal.
So in my world, Mr. Freezies are purchased right after Easter, not opened until May, and like the white dress, like the white pant, goes away after Labor Day, right?
Did you know that white pants also now trend through fall?
Shouldn't.
And winter?
Shouldn't.
No, they do.
They're like winter white.
Apparently.
I don't like that.
Lisa.
I'm just saying.
You need to be more trendy.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can start wearing your white pants, Samantha. Right? Got your white pants on. Right?
Got your white pants
Got
on.
Got my white pants on.
Oh, my God. That's a good Jimmy Fallon.
But that's tight pants. But yeah, I can see you in your white
but
pants on.
But they always wear white pants.
But they're white.
But they're white pants.
Yeah.
So.
Right? Yeah. Good so, morning. Yeah. Feel free. Start supporting that trend.
Okay. So, Speaking of tight pants, what about a jean overall?
No.
Pants or, like, even no. Or maybe a short jean overall? Remember? Don't
yeah.
you remember back in the day when we were young and life was good and everything was just frivolous?
Never did a jean overall. Reason being, what a high maintenance procedure to have to go pee. Right? I got to undo the suspenders and then I got all the stupid little side buttons. Like, ugh, and then you got to shimmy out of it. Well, now we'd be shimmying because now we're a little heavier, right? Back then, we were just, like, dropping them. Now we'd be shimmying.
We'd be shimmying.
Yeah, I say too old.
Okay.
Too old. But, I mean, I guess...
All right, well, that doesn't break my heart because it was a middle of the road because they're back in now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah?
I did see that.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying. I see that. I know what's on trend.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, what about jeans without stretch?
No.
Too old?
You are too old for that.
Yeah. Because a good jean with stretch is like always having your top button undone.
Yeah, because that's actually what I thought when I put these
when you were
pants on today. Because I'm like, I don't know. And I put them on. I'm like, oh, they have stretch. Top button up. Zip.
And then it does. It feels like as though the top button's not up. Right? Because that's the beauty of
it. It's the beauty of a stretch.
Okay, so too old for no stretch.
No, we can't. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
As you go into your 50s, no. We're all about some stretch.
Well, I'm going to just let you know, it's a side note, that after your 50s, we're about to soon go into our side elastic years.
Oh, no.
It's going to happen. Yeah, because they serve a purpose.
Okay, we're already in our bunion years. I can't have side elastic,
yeah, but
too.
It's going to, because it serves some purpose, because it's going to help us.
It serves
some purpose. Right? Because I think as we get older, I think right, our backsides get bigger, so that side elastic holds everything in place. Yeah, so we're headed there. I'm not saying we're headed there quite yet, but I think by 55, we're in the side elastic years.
Okay, well, what about staying up late? Are we too old? Yeah, we're too old. That shit.
Right? Like, just, I stayed up late to watch the Oilers in a double overtime, and it was on a work night. Oh, my God. Like, who am I fooling?
Did you have to go to work the next
day?
Yeah.
And I was fine till 2, and then I was like, done. I'm like, oh my God. It's like I hit the, I'm like, done. And I was probably cranky, right? Thank God we weren't busy, but I was like somebody, I'd be like, ah, yeah, too old to stay up late.
Okay, what about Swedish berries? Am I too old for Swedish berries?
No.
Because that's my favorite candy.
I like Swedish berries.
They're yummy.
What about Fuzzy Peach?
No, we're good for that.
Good
for
I don't like any sweet and sour, but I love Fuzzy Peach.
Fuzzy Peach is awesome.
Yeah, I like those. Okay, what about eating the icing in the Oreo?
Do it.
Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we're a family of dunkers.
Don't dunk.
We dunk our cookies into our hot beverage.
Don't dunk.
It's yummy.
And then you drink the beverage?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. This is my gag reflex.
This is a swirling thing. My mother does it. My father does it. I do it. My sister does it. We all do it.
With your watermelon biscuits.
Oh, shut up.
All that weird food.
Whatevs.
Oh, I'm just
okay,
saying.
What about chewing double bubble bubble gum?
Not too old.
Definitely not.
Not too old.
I can't chew gum anymore, but I would chew gum if I could have
just one. Just to get the taste. Just the taste.
Okay. Maybe I blow a couple of good bubbles.
Okay, then question. Chew or swallow or spit? gum. Swallow or spit the gum, Samantha.
That's a different topic, Lisa.
That's a different topic that I'm not sure is podcast appropriate. At least not this stage in our podcasting career. Who knows, right? Maybe down the road.
I spit my gum out, Lisa.
I swallow my gum.
That's disgusting.
Because I'm lazy. Well, I don't eat gum anymore, but I'm lazy, right? But when we were kids, my mom used to say, if you swallow your gum, your bum's going to stick shut. And it never did. It never did. Good try, Wendy.
So does this explain the top half of you?
I might have a bubblegum belly. I think I have bubblegum belly. Yeah. Gum in there. Right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that's what it... Okay, what about... Remember candy necklaces?
Yes.
What about them?
No, you can keep that.
Yeah, the only danger, though. Danger alert, I think, right? There should be like a parental guidance alert or something because if I put on... I used to love them. Put one on now, it's going to be like stretching a rubber band and putting it over my head. And it's going to like potential injury. Right?
You let go and it's...
I'd need to wear it with safety goggles, right? Because I don't want to get one of them in the eye.
And I don't know, honestly, if it'd get around your fat neck anymore.
Well, I don't know if it's meant to anymore.
It's not supposed to.
Right? So then I'd just probably eat it as the necklace, not wearing it. So I wouldn't use it as an accessory item. No. I would just use it as a snack.
So word to the wise, do not wear the necklace.
Just eat it.
But eat the necklace.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's not an accessory, it's a snack.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I want to keep bubblegum ice cream.
No.
That's my favorite.
But
I don't
think
I'm too old for that.
But, you know, here's the thing, Samantha.
No, shut up. Right? You're like, maple walnut, like you're 102.
Yeah, but bubblegum, I'm not, like you're 2.
I prefer.
Right? Oh, it didn't have many pieces in it. Like, Christ's sakes. Right? Like, that's exactly what you do. You see
it.
Friends
of
the podcast.
And this is why I don't tell her stuff, people.
She sees it. This is what she does. Ooh, tiger. Ooh, bubblegum. And then she gets the bubble. Always goes with the bubblegum.
Tiger is my second favorite.
I know that. So if you're doing 2 scoops, you'll do both. But one scoop only, you'll always get
bubblegum.
You always get the bubblegum. And then when there's not many pieces, because then you're all like, I'm fine.
I get a little disappointed.
Yeah, like there's no pieces.
Just saying.
Meanwhile, those pieces of gum are like hard rocks.
That's okay, because Shelby, I think that's one of the ice creams that she enjoys as well. And she's sick.
Yeah, and she's sick. So Shelby, not too old. Samantha, too old.
Whatever.
Dunkaroos.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Yeah, because, but here's the thing is sometimes I just eat the icing.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Just like you eat the icing out of the Oreo cookie and nothing else.
And nothing else.
Why are we surprised?
Yeah. So Dunkaroos can stay?
Because really, well, this is what you do with your Lunchables.
I eat the dessert. I eat this, the chocolate bar first.
Yeah.
And I have a revolution. Okay, Lunchables. Now that we're talking about it. Too old?
No.
No. Because they're just good for everything.
They're handy.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's my other revelation about Lunchables. I don't eat the crackers.
What?
I'm a meat and cheese type of gal. I'm a meat and cheese gal,
that
Samantha.
Pesky cracker.
It's just, you know, it's like a furball. That's how I feel. Right?
It's a furball.
Yeah, I just feel like it just... And I like the summer sausage one because it's like, yum.
But you eat, the candy first.
I eat the chocolate bar.
Okay.
And then I eat my meat and cheese. And still together, meat and cheese, just no cracker.
Got it.
Yeah. But I'll deny that if my husband ever asks. No, don't know what she's talking about. That's what I would say. Okay, what about licking the bowl?
Like after like somebody made something fun, like a dessert or a cookie or cake?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can lick the bowl, not too old?
Yeah, no, because I still do it when my mom bakes.
Beater? What about the beaters?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, lick them.
Yeah.
Just lick away.
Go for it.
What else you got?
Am I too old for Halloween costumes?
Oh. Okay, so friends of the podcast. No. Friends, no. You be quiet right now.
You hate
Samantha,
Halloween.
You be quiet.
You hate Halloween.
I hate Halloween.
I shouldn't even have mentioned it.
You hate Halloween.
And so you're like,
I don't hate Halloween.
Because her thing is, I don't understand why grown-up people or anyone gets dressed in a costume.
Oh, look at you, little one. Here's a chocolate bar. Go home. Right? But I don't get the adult part of it. I'm the adult, and that's my little one, and you do. I don't get what you do. I don't get spending $50 on an outfit and planning it. Can we just go and check the Halloween store two more times this week? I don't get any of that.
I had a kick-ass costume last Halloween.
You were a witch.
No.
You were the wicked witch.
I was the wicked witch from the Seven Dwarfs.
From Snow White, sorry. Yes, you were.
Yes.
Yes, you
I
were.
Looked awesome.
You did. It was a great improvement.
Ass.
It was good. Oh, sorry.
I'm still gonna wear a Halloween costume. I don't care what you say.
Too old.
I'm just too old. It was kick ass.
Like, just be a ghost and put on a sheet.
Whatever.
Be Casper. Next
you don't
year.
Even like Halloween, so you have no opinion about.
I just don't get the work into it. And then you buy the decorations, and oh, look at this.
Oh, I love the decorations.
Look at, I can have like this. I can have like, oh, look at, I have this votive. I don't get that stuff. Sorry.
You don't.
I don't. For adults.
You're not a creative spirit.
I'm completely a creative spirit.
No, you're not.
But I don't need to get dressed up in a Halloween costume. Right? I'm just saying.
Moving along, Lisa.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I wonder if you know what I'm too old for?
Huh?
Sometimes you're bullshit.
I'm too old for your bullshit.
I don't have bullshit.
Yes, you do.
No.
Hi. We just had a 2-minute conversation
about your bullshit.
Hatred of Halloween. That's your stupid bullshit.
Well, I'm tired of your bullshit.
I'm tired of yours.
Whatever.
And I want to bring back a fanny pack.
You want to bring back the... I'll bring back the... Yeah, let's bring back the fanny pack.
You know why? Guess what? I saw a little old lady yesterday walking along the sidewalk.
Yeah.
She had a fanny pack on. She had her earbuds in. And she was carrying a couple of other bags. And she looked spunky.
You know
she
what?
She looks spunky in her fanny pack. And I like my crossbody bag.
It's not a crossbody. It's a satchel.
Oh, satchel.
Every time I see Samantha,
now
and she's in her purse. So it's like she's wearing her purse. I'm like, Samantha, how's your satchel? And she gets so worked up.
Because you're making
that.
Fun of me.
I'm not.
You are. Every time you say satchel, you're making fun of me.
I'm just wondering how your satchel's doing.
No.
Right?
No, you're not.
I am.
You're just trying to make fun of me.
But I say bring back the fanny pack because everything's all in one spot.
I think that the person who wore it best was The Rock.
Only the fanny part, fanny pack part, though. Like, the whole picture of The Rock. If anybody's
the
seen the turtleneck and the acid wash jeans, like, up to his waist,
Google it, guys. It's hilarious.
No, it's a bad picture. But the fanny pack, absolutely.
Yeah, and he rocks it.
Yeah.
He makes fun of himself.
I'm okay
like
with
that.
I say bring back the fanny pack.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did we have anything else?
No, I don't think so,
I think
Lisa.
You know what? I think... Oh, no, I had one more.
Oh.
Waiting in line.
Well, we already discussed that last
week. Too old for... I just want to reiterate. Still way too old for waiting in line.
And for anything.
Yeah.
That's like anything.
Anything. Exactly.
Anything.
I agree.
But you know what, Lisa?
What?
I got an issue with you.
With me?
Yeah.
How did
And
you...
actually, it happened
How
the other
can you
day
have an issue with
because
me?
Because people don't know this about you.
Oh.
But when you don't get something, you are like, it's like the wall comes up.
Oh, Lisa's Samantha. Wall,
and it's like impenetrable. You can't go up around it, beside it. You can't go through it. You can't break it down. People, if she doesn't get something, she ain't getting it.
I get it.
And you have to explain stuff to her.
That's not true.
Over and over and over again.
I get it.
Yes. No, you don't understand how frustrating that is.
You do not understand. How do you think I feel? You are re-explaining it to death.
Because, okay, but I have a theory. The reason why, one, you act as if you don't know what I'm talking about, and this could be anything,
uh-huh.
and then I'm having to re-explain it, is because you didn't listen the first time. You were half listening. It was a ha. It was a ha.
Half-ass listening. Yeah, nothing personal, though.
Where you just do it to irritate me. And you think it's funny to poke the bear because you know how I hate to re-explain myself.
I know. It's like the best. It's the best thing ever, friend.
It's irritating.
You can see her face. It's like she starts to get red and she like furrows her brow.
And I'm looking at you going.
And then she's got.
And then
like
my head goes down because I'm like, oh my God. She puts her head down
and she holds her forehead and then she gets her Peter Pointer finger and it's as hard as a rock and she bangs the table.
It's true.
It's all of those,
totally
right? So
true.
It's like so sometimes worth it.
But it could be anything. Mm-hmm. It could be sometimes you use a word that you're not familiar with.
I like and to keep you on like, your toes, Samantha.
Well, then it makes me wonder how good your education was if you don't understand
it. It's good. You know what? I do get the word. Sometimes I just like to make sure you get the word that you're using.
You're so, so smart.
I'm so smart.
Or I think it's hilarious when I have to re-explain people, like why people are doing what they're doing.
Or maybe what
they said to you.
You know, I don't have the time.
Their actions.
Here's my thing. I don't have the time to have, like intuition. I don't have time for intuition. I don't have time for gut instinct.
You don't have gut instinct.
I don't have time for it.
You don't. And yeah. You've made many a bad choice because you do not have a gut instinct about people.
And sometimes it gets me into a bit of hot water.
Hot, yes. Because right? Then you become an asshole.
Well, sometimes I don't mean to be an asshole, but then sometimes I just, the curiosity gets the best of the cat. And I just keep wanting to just push it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm back to a point where I can't return.
And then what do you say to me? Why did you let me do that?
Yeah, why did you stop me?
Because you knew what you were doing and I was just going to see what happened.
Sometimes I forget that that's where it's going to go.
And sometimes I like to see if you...
Go there?
Yeah.
I go there.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit. You know, I have a confessional. With your point in place, Samantha.
Yes.
I have a confessional.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week I spent the majority of my week with my boss who was in town.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Regina and then we came back to Saskatoon yesterday. And so, so when we were in Regina, we were reworking that store and like their floor fixtures and stuff. Super like team player. Yay, looks good. Let me help. Let me do it. Let's do this. It looks wonderful, right? Great improvement. Then when we come to my store and we got to do the same thing, I have my confession is that I think I may have acted like a spoiled 10-year-old brat. Because
you?
I know, right?
No.
Because here's the thing, right? I didn't mean to. Because of course, right? I respect my boss. She does know better. She's in that position for a reason. And she has good vision,
mm-hmm.
right? But sometimes when I just don't see it, I don't get it. Right?
And that
reflects
in what we just talked about.
A little
about.
Bit it does. So I didn't see it. But obviously I know it's going to work because she knows it's going to work.
Uh-huh.
And then I made her go through like all these painstaking steps of, okay, well, if we take a look at this store that does this and this same size as this,
so basically
you'll see.
She was explaining it to you.
Yeah, right? Because I'm like, still I don't get it.
So,
okay, well, let's try in this store. Boy, she was a good sport because I would have kicked my ass. I would have kicked my ass if I were her. And I apologized and I offered to buy her lunch. But she wouldn't have any part of that.
No.
Right? And it wasn't disrespectful. It was just, if I don't see it, sometimes I don't get it.
And Brenda, if you do listen to this podcast, you're a saint. That's coming from Sam.
She probably is. She probably, yeah, absolutely, right? A few days with me too, right? Right? In closed areas. Yeah, absolutely. Samantha, did you have a dear dude?
No.
No, I have a dear dude. Sorry.
I, have a dude.
I was just catching make sure you're on your toes. Right? Sometimes you don't pay attention.
Really?
Yeah.
You just said that.
I did. Sometimes you don't.
That's a heavy sigh, folks.
She's tired.
I shake my head, though.
Okay, what's your eye shake my head?
Well, we went out for a snack yesterday.
Yes.
And it was just a really simple two-order kind of thing.
Yeah.
Two things to order.
Two things.
And all I ask is that the person standing behind the cash, the register that is going to accept my order, is that the person is paying attention to what I'm saying.
They got one job to do.
Yeah.
Right?
And he did not. And you caught it.
I caught it.
I didn't even catch
it. And it's funny that I caught it, because guess whose job it wasn't to do?
Yeah,
yours. It's not my job, right? I wasn't the order taker that day.
No, and I was just like, really? I ordered two things. Very simple
very
things.
Simple.
No extra instructions.
Nothing.
And he still got it wrong.
Yeah, like, no, like it wasn't like, and hold the this, but add to this.
No, nothing. It was nothing. It was so basic.
So basic.
And I was just like, wow, okay. And then it got me thinking, you know, like, if this is what you do at your job,
yeah,
you are probably a nightmare
yeah.
to work with.
Probably, because somebody's always having to pick up your slack and mop up your mess.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you probably, people don't like working with you because they know they're going to have to do double the work, and they only get paid for doing their
stuff. Bad enough, I got to go to work and be on my game. Now I got to be on your game, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I mean, at the joint that we were at, to be honest, how much more money are you making other than minimum?
But still,
right? I understand
you,
that.
You still owe it to everybody to do your job the best that you can, no matter what you paid for.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, I think that...
Or what you're being paid.
What you're being paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I just think that you need to, if you don't like your job, go find another one.
Go find another one.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if the reason why you don't pay attention is because you're bored to death, go find something that isn't boring then. Because someone will be really grateful to have that job because it's putting food on their table or paying their bills or whatever.
Dude, one job to do. You had one job to do.
Right?
Take pride and do it right.
Yeah, and you're going to be a nightmare to your fellow man. So
I agree.
Stop it.
Do you know what my eyes shake my head moment was?
What?
It's kind of more like a, so it was an observation, and I get, say, even though you say I'm not on trend, I get that rompers are all the trend, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And I saw a girl in a romper yesterday, and I just thought, dear romper, maybe you should be pants, because, or dear romper, maybe we shouldn't have just pulled you out of 1970, maybe we should have updated it just a pinch. Because this girl wearing this romper, Samantha, every step she took, it just crawled further, I swear to God, into her no-no zone.
That's
and we all know,
disgusting.
Right, that's not where the shorts go.
No.
Right? And that's where they were going.
We've already discussed the no-no
zone.
Yeah,
right? And the no-no zone is no-no, no-no clothes. No-no clothes don't go there. Right? Right? That's what it is. No-no pants.
No-no pants.
No-no clothes.
Yeah.
You don't go there.
So basically you're saying she needed to go up a size?
Yeah. Dear romper. It was like, I'm like, I had romper rage. Romper rage. Because I'm just like, what is that?
It's only going to get worse as the weather gets warmer.
God. It's horrible. It was horrible.
Well, I think for next time, we should be talking about something that affects our lives daily, Lisa.
Daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does our food taste like necessity?
Oh, I tell you, I can give you a billion reasons why my food tastes like necessity, and I'm going to next time.
Next time.
Yes.
But before we go, guys, just a reminder, you can catch us on iTunes, Google Play,
Podbean,
Bean, and LinkedIn. So, on either of those sites, make a comment.
Not either of those sites, English major. Any of those sites.
Any of those sites. Please leave a comment if you want to comment and say, hey, why don't you talk about blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Let us know. We're always up to talk about pretty much anything.
Anything.
And we'd actually really like to hear from you and, you know.
And your comments just take us up higher in the list of you got to catch it. You got to check these guys out.
Yeah. So we will catch you next time.
Samantha, always a pleasure.
Oh, go away.